Hello, beautiful souls. I'm your host, Shakira Moore, and welcome to another episode of the Perspective Matters podcast. Wagwan people, all good? Everything all right? How not cope with the heat? For those of us who are experiencing the summer season, how are you coping with the heat? The summer feels like I'm in the sun as punishment. Nevertheless, I'm grateful because I know what lies ahead. So I'm going to stop complaining and enjoy this beautiful weather, this warm weather, and what rain I get. Because it's been raining for the last couple of days. My plants are thankful. So am I, because it kind of cools the place down. So I hope you're finding ways to cope with the heat. And you are staying cool. You're staying hydrated. And you are making the most of what summer has to offer. So this week's episode is going to be special because it so happens to be my mother's birthday. Yes! Happy birthday, mummy. I won't tell you her age because a lady never tells her age. And I don't want her to post a can of, you know, in the mail. Yes, she still thinks she can beat me. So I don't want to test that theory. So yeah. But happy birthday, mummy. I hope you have a fantastic day and I hope you live to see many more. And for those of you, my faithful listeners, if you had a birthday this past week or if you are having a birthday in the coming weeks, if you had a birthday from January up until now, I hope the day was truly spectacular. And if it wasn't quite spectacular, then give yourselves a do-over. You deserve for one day to be celebrated and for that day to be all about you. I have an episode that talks about celebrate you. If you have not yet listened, go check it out. I will link what episode it is in my show notes. So for this week, when I went through the list of episode ideas I had, I thought I wanted to abandon that list altogether and talk about something that's a little bit controversial. And I got the inspiration from a New York Times best-selling author, Lovey Ajayi Jones. If you have not yet read any of her books, I highly encourage you to do so. She's the New York Times best-selling author for I'm Judging You, the Do Better Manual, as well as her latest work, which is called Professional Troublemaker, the Fair Fighter Manual. I have both of her books. She is an incredible author. In another episode, sometime in the not too distant future, maybe distant future, I'll talk about her books. But I was inspired by something that she wrote this week, and that's what I want to talk about today. And I'm encouraged to do it because I think about how far I've come. I think about how far my mom has come. She's celebrating a significant birthday. I mean, any birthday past X is significant, right? Given the times that we live in. And I just wanted to leave you guys with something to think about, something to chew on. You know, that's what I strive to do each episode. Give you my perspective, give you a perspective, and then leave you with it to think about, to form your own opinions, and, you know, to live your lives accordingly. So, Lovey shared a beautiful reminder this week, which I'm going to read for you. And then, you know, we'll get into it. So, she says, your children did not come here simply to fulfill the dreams you had but didn't see realized. I'm so thankful to my mom for trusting me with my life and not thrusting her failures on me as expectations I had to fulfill. Such a gift. I think about parents who will rule their children with an iron fist, dictating who they date, what they do, how they live. How many people have lost the loves of their lives because their parents didn't approve? How many people are miserable today because of choices their parents made? All this is to say, disappoint your parents. If it means choosing yourself, let them be upset with you, because at the end of your life, you will be the one contending with a lifetime of self-betrayal and misery for their validation, which may still never come. So let me repeat. Disappoint your parents. Disappoint their expectations if they aren't aligned with your own. Disappoint their dreams for you if they don't match yours. Honor yourself. Disappoint whoever you have to. Betray yourself less. Wow. If you don't follow Lovey, I encourage you to follow her. There are not many Instagram accounts I will talk about on this podcast because I'm mindful of the kind of content I share. And if you've been listening to me long enough, you'd know occasionally I will go on my anti-social media rant. But I'm gonna say there is a place for it. It's a useful tool. It's like fire. Good servant, bad master. So if you know how to use social media effectively, it can do a world of good for you. If you don't know how to use it properly, if you abuse it, you best believe it's going to abuse you. So I will sing the praises and virtues of social media when done correctly. And Lovey is one of those accounts I encourage you to go and follow and support. Awesome Black woman, awesome Black woman writer, always has sensible things to say. And this post, just one of the awesome things and thought-provoking ideas she shares on her platform. And I was inspired to talk about this today because I'm grateful for my mom being who she is. She allowed me to make my own choices and how I wanted to live my life, how I want to live my life. When I told her I was joining the army, of course, she was not thrilled, because how many mothers get excited when they hear that their daughter is going to join the army? Male dominated institution. Your life is constantly at risk. It's the army, right? You don't know what kind of dangers lie ahead for your child. You will not be in a position to protect her. Like, the idea of allowing your child, full stop, much less your daughter, to choose and proceed on this career path was not easy. But I am not an easy child. She can tell you, I am not an easy child. When I want something, I'm gonna get it. It's death. Death alone will stop me from getting what I want. So of course, when I told her, this is the career path I've chosen, this is what I want to do, and you just have to accept it. And she did. And dare I say, she was proud and is proud of me. I made a decision to leave the army, to go down an entirely different career path, and do so in an entirely new country. I can imagine she probably wasn't thrilled again, but she wasn't surprised. Because I'm that child. I will keep you on your toes, right? So I'm appreciative of the fact that my mom allowed me to live my life, make my own choices, make my mistakes, fall flat on my face, boof. She was there to pick me up, brush me off, never said I told you so, you know, set me right, gone again. I'm mindful of the fact that not many people have parents like that who are supportive. And I'm happy with the knowledge that there are persons who have parents who are just as supportive as my mom. My dad is supportive too, but it's my mom's birthday. So no, this episode is going to be all about her and supportive mothers and fathers like her. Yeah, just for clarity. Who I want to focus on though are my listeners who don't have that kind of support. And in fact, your parents are like a ball and chain around your feet and your neck. Take what I say with a grain of salt. Even if I don't say it every episode, take what resonates with you and leave the rest. This episode will be no different. Take what resonates with you and leave the rest. And what you do take with a grain of salt. You are here to live your own life. And if that was never made clear to you, I'm happy to take it upon myself to make it clear to you that your life is your own and you should live it how you choose to live it. Now, that might be hard for some of us to hear and for some of us to accept because we have either been raised to think that we owe everything to our parents or we've been raised to think that going against their recommendations and their desires is an affront to them, and the worst thing you could do is disappoint them. As Lovey said in the post, disappoint your parents. Disappoint their expectations if it means staying true to yourself. The worst thing you can do to yourself is to commit an act of self-betrayal. That's the worst thing you can do. The worst thing. And what I don't want for any of you, my beautiful souls, my faithful listeners, is to come to the end of your life filled with regret. What I do want for you, for each of you who listens to this episode when I release it later today or whenever you happen to hear this episode, is to live a life of abundance. Live a life on your own terms, not caring who you disappoint, whose expectations you don't meet, because you are choosing you. You are putting yourself first. And that is easier said than done. But when you recognize that you are your own person, and while your mom may have birthed you, while your parents may have raised you, or your guardians may have raised you, and they gave you the opportunity to get an education. Some of you have degrees, the highest degrees you can attain. Some of you own businesses and you were able to start your businesses with seed money from your parents. Some of you are professionals. You have amazing careers because your parents pushed you and supported you and encouraged you and paid that tuition and sat with you and studied and did all the things that parents are supposed to do for their children. But here's a tough pill to swallow. As parents and as children, those things were done out of love and care and to some degree obligation. But that doesn't mean you owe your parents anything. It doesn't mean that you should sacrifice your life on their altar of expectations. No, you owe it to yourselves to live a life on your terms. And some parents might be snatching their pearls, especially the mothers. Snatch away. Snatch them off. And some of you kids might be uncomfortable. Ask yourselves, why are you so uncomfortable? Why is this so hard to hear? Now, you've heard me talk about my love of books and the wealth of information and knowledge that you access and take onto yourself that's in books. And I've heard people talk about The Prophet, and I grabbed myself a copy years ago. But every time the topic of parent and child and that relationship comes up, I'm taken back to a poem in this book. And it is my favorite poem written by Khalil Gibran in the book, The Prophet, because this is what that relationship is all about. This is the kind of understanding that parents should have and need to have, right? We would save ourselves a world of grief if we recognize the truth within the poem that I'm going to share with you now. On children. And a woman who held a babe against her bosom said, "Speak to us of children." And he said, "Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts. For they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls. For their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you. For life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children as living arrows are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might, that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hands be for gladness. For even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable. If y'all don't have this book, go get this book. Get this book and read on children. Read it and read it and read it again. Parents, you especially, read it and read it and read it again. Those of us who want to have children, those of us who are actively trying to have children, those of us who are expecting, go grab this book and read it again. No, you don't have to accept what he's saying, you know, but I promise you, if you think about the relationship between parent and child and accept that your kids are their own individuals and they have a life of their own and they are going to make choices that don't always align with your ideals, but it is their life. Them have to go do what they want to do. Them are going to do what they want to do. The happier you will be. Remember at one point you were kids too, you know, parents. Remember? And if you were given free reign over your life, why do you want to take the reins of your kids' lives? And if you were not given the freedom to make choices for your lives, recall the frustration you felt. Recall the pain you felt. Recall the hurt and the anger you felt every time you chose to make a decision that pleased your parents and not yourself. I'm gonna finish recalling. Don't feel good, don't it? Now, why on earth you want to do that to your own kids? If you didn't like when it was done to you, why do you want to do that to your own children? It has to stop. So let it stop with you. You know, I look at some posts and I marvel at how ideas are passed down through each generation. One in particular, how we discipline our children. I remember seeing a post once and I laughed and then I stopped and then I got really quiet because it started to sink in. A lot of the discipline that we experienced as children would now be considered child abuse. And I'm talking about, I'm gonna say, the 30s model comes straight up to about the late 80s model. If you've been beaten with telephone wire, mop stick, broomstick, a switch, light wire, garden hose, clothes hanger, oh my gosh, anything them could have grabbed at this point, that's abuse. That's abuse. I look at how we label, at least in the Caribbean context, to some extent, we label precocious children as prime. She primey. In primey, them force ripe. No, they're precocious. They are asserting their personality. It is being fashioned and shaped and they're asserting themselves. Even at 1 year old, even at 2 years old, they're not prime. We need to do away with that kind of thinking. We need to figure out how to gain compliance from our kids without beating them into submission. There should be ways to discipline our children without inflicting any kind of pain on their bodies. The same hand you used to beat them is the same hand you want for you to open up and say, come, let me hug you. That's twisted. That's really twisted. And I know I'm stepping on some corns. And I know I'm making some people really uncomfortable and probably you're ticked off right now. But you're not ticked off with me, no. You're not. Go sit down and figure out why you're ticked off. Go sit down and figure out why what I'm saying is making you uncomfortable. And this is an important conversation that I have internally because I'd made a decision years ago that, ooh,
My pitney them can't road. Pitney fi get beaten. Pitney fi get discipline. Pitney must have manners. Until I saw that post. Until I heard a conversation between one of my favorite authors, podcasters, journalists, and a psychologist visiting the history and context of beatings in the Black household in America and where it stems from. I'm not here to tell you how to raise your kids because you're going to do what you want to do anyways. I'm not here to tell you how to live either because you're grown and it's your life. So you're free to do whatever you want to do. I can only share my perspective with you. I can encourage you to read a particular book that talks about a specific issue. I can share resources with you. I can encourage you to take a step back, look at an issue, really give it some thought and examine why you have the perspective you have. Why have you taken the position you've taken? I really want each of you who listens to this episode, and as you hear my voice, you are encouraged to make a decision that you are putting yourself first. If that is a decision you've not yet made, put yourself first and promise yourself to never again commit an act of self-betrayal. Be willing to disappoint anybody and everybody if it means staying true to yourself. That is my wish and desire for each and every one of you. I am blessed to have the personality I have, to have the character I have, to have the parents I have who allowed me to be the person I am. And even when I pushed back and they pushed back, they recognized that my will, my willpower, my stubbornness, my tenacity, my perseverance, my determination is unmatched. So it's just easier to accept it. But not every child is going to be like me. Not every child is like me. Some of you will do any and everything your parents say, even if it makes you so miserable and so unhappy. And I really want, when you come to the end of your life, if you are so lucky to have a peaceful end and you are able to reflect on the years you spent on this earth, that you do so with a great sense of satisfaction and contentment because you lived a full life. You left it all on the court. You gave everything. You saw and did and ate all you wanted to. You loved hard. You cried harder. You worked. You accomplished. You achieved. You created. You even destroyed. You recreated, rebuilt. You mentored, were mentored. Listen, you did it all. And like Frank Sinatra sang, you did it your way. So my beautiful souls, did not plan for this to be a long episode. But I feel like when spirit, universe, leaves something on my heart to share, I just gotta open my mouth up and let the words flow out of me. So I really hope that something in this episode resonates with you. If you are uncomfortable because of anything and everything that I've said, I'm glad, because growth doesn't happen in your comfort zone. So if you're uncomfortable, investigate why. If you are angry and offended by what I've said, investigate why. Because staying mad at me does nothing to me.
Because you can't beat me.
But seriously,
staying mad at me does nothing to me, does something to you. You can't drink poison and think I'm the one that's going to die. So investigate the feelings you have or the feelings that are coming up to the surface because of what I've shared today. I will sing it from the mountaintops. Disappoint your parents. Disappoint their expectations. Disappoint any and everyone if it means pleasing and satisfying yourselves. And for those of you who think, that's selfish, or you're being ungrateful. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. You do nobody any favors when you put people before you. I'm sure you've heard the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? You do your parents a world of good when you live a life on your own terms. You are able to create your own happiness. You are satisfied. You are content in your own lives. You are taking care of yourself. Because when you can do those things, when you are doing those things, you can turn around and take care of your parents. When you create the life that you desire and you are at peace, you want peace for everybody and you are willing to share, right? And because your parents took such great care of you and you are now in a great position, it is highly likely that you'd be willing and keen to take care of your parents. Now, there are exceptions, and I'm not talking about the exceptions. So don't look at my encouragement as one where I'm promoting selfishness. And the real truth of the matter is sometimes you have to be selfish, you know. You have to be selfish and you have to get over that. Because somebody calling you selfish is them being self-serving. You're not doing something that they want. So to get your compliance, you're labeled and mislabeled as selfish. Listen, I'm not business if nobody wants to call me selfish. I don't care what label you put for me, because that has nothing to do with me. That and on my business. So you won't call me selfish, you won't call me ungrateful, you won't call me disrespectful, defiant. I hear business that, because guess what? Me happy same way. Me I live my life same way. Me I live my life on my own terms. Me I take care of myself so me can turn around and take care of my parents. So you can stay there, live your life with these people. You can stay there concerned about what people have to say about you. Don't business with people and don't care about what they have to say, because guess what? People are gonna talk anyway. You live a life to please your parents and please others, them talk about you. You live a life to please yourself, them talk about you, because that is what people do. So guess what? If everything we do now go talk same way, what you think me I go do? Live my life to please myself, because guess what? If there is a thing as judgment day and I have to go stand up and give account for my life, you think me I go have no backative for explain why I live my life this way? No, I'm going to have to give an account for each and every action I take. And I can't say, mommy made me do it, daddy made me do it, so and so made me do it. No, so you see, because of my life and I me have to answer for it, may I live it how me want to live. And if you not like it, I be. Listen, it took a long time to get here, but I am here. I am at this position, and I want all of you to be here as well. It's not going to be easy. It takes a lot of work, a lot of reflection, a lot of introspection, a lot of hard internal conversations, peeling back the layers, investigating things, looking at things from a different perspective. It takes work and effort, but it is such rewarding work. It is such rewarding work. So go do your work and do it well. That's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sticking on this journey. It was my absolute pleasure sharing with you this week. talking about an issue that is near and dear to me. I hope something, and dare I say everything, resonated with you. I hope you walk away from this episode feeling inspired, encouraged, motivated, empowered, emboldened to go and live a life on your own terms. I really and truly hope that you will make a commitment to put yourself first. And all it takes is a decision. That's all it takes. Make that decision. If you're already living a life on your own terms, if you don't care about what people have to say or think about you and how you live your lives, then listen, you are doing it. Keep doing it. Parents, if you're having a hard time letting go, just do it. Think about when you were kids and how you wanted your parents to let go and the freedom you craved because they ruled your lives with iron fists. You didn't like it, so don't do it to your kids. Let go. Leave them alone. Let them be. Trust that you raised them well. Trust that you imparted key lessons to them. And if you didn't, too bad. So you go. It's still their lives, and they're gonna have to fail and fall on their faces. But let go. Just be there to support. Don't judge, don't criticize, but please let go. If you plan on having kids, I encourage you to get that book, The Prophet by Khalil Gibran, and read the poem that talks about children. They come through you. They're not from you. Don't give them your thoughts because they will have their own. They are the evolution of life's greatest longing for itself. You don't own them. You do not own them. And the quicker you realize it, the better a relationship you can and will have with your kids. And kids, if you have feelings of resentment for your parents because you have suffered at their hands because they were miserable and severe and stern and ruled your lives with that iron fist and continue to rule their lives, remember they were once kids too and they probably went through what you're going through. So extend some grace and forgive. And all of these things I'm saying are easier said than done, but they require effort and commitment and a willingness to put your big girl panties on and put your big boy boxers on, because I don't know who's still wearing briefs now in 2021. But this is what adulting is all about. This is what it's all about. This is what growing is all about. This is what evolving is all about. Growth happens outside of your comfort zone. So if you really want to be a better person, if you are striving to be better than you were the day before, then these are some of the things that you have to be willing to do. And if you're satisfied with who you are and where you're at, then what can I say? But thank you so much for listening. This was my absolute pleasure to share with you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for faithfully listening each week. Each week, because I produce content each week. So thank you for listening. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for telling your friends about this podcast. Thank you for helping me to grow this audience. I could not do it without you. So thank you. I don't know why you're all so shy. I would love to hear from you. So drop me a line, send me an email, reach me on all socials. Go and watch the YouTube channel. There are videos there. Tell your friends about the episode. Share and share and share. And when you feel like you can't share, share some more. We're growing this audience and I want your help. I need and crave your help. So let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do it together. All right? Lord, this was a long episode. Boy, my gone. Right? But before I go, I gotta remind you, there are two sides to every coin, just flip it to get the full view. Catch you next week. Bye.